catching up with old friends, no doubt. She was envious of those conversations, hungry for information. She wanted to hear everything, soak it all up, enjoy the excitement she felt for him just starting out in his professional life, and relish the summer with him before he went off to do his foundation program. Today was their day. No last-minute urgent changes to the drama series she was producing for ITV that kept her in an edit suite until 9 o'clock at night. No meetings, just a day together, mother and son. She opened the door a crack, the smile ready on her face. The room was flooded with sunlight, the curtains wide, and the bed made. She stopped there for a moment, confused. Then realised he must have gone down to make breakfast. Glad that he was already up and about like her, she hurried excitedly down the stairs of her Kensington house and burst into the kitchen. It was empty. She looked around, a little lost, a pang of anxiety fluttering through her. Then she saw a piece of notepaper on the counter. Scrawled on it was a message. "In the basement, we'll be hungry!" Exclamation mark. She smiled. He knew she hated it to be called the basement. The word rang with false modesty.